Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. Pressure mounts as tensions continue in Iran. Details around the corner. Later, a ministry offers critical resources to pastors in Zimbabwe. Last week, indirect talks between Iran and the U.S. mediated by Oman ended with hope for another round of negotiations. Yet within Iran, pressure on any dissenting voice continues. Security forces have arrested members of Iran's reformist movement. This group seeks to change the regime from the inside out. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says about regime change.
We still can't say definitively whether that will happen or not, but there is a resolve inside of the Iranian people that we have not seen in these last 45 years.
Yet the cost has been high.
We're hearing the numbers are so underreported as far as not people who are just being imprisoned or taken into custody, but people who are being killed is so underreported.
A U.S.-based human rights group has verified 6,961 deaths and is investigating over 11,700 more. Stand with Iranians by praying for them to discover the good news of Christ in the chaos. Pray for the future of the Iranian church, too.
People need to be praying that the Lord would raise up leaders. That's what we do at Unknown Nations. We train Persian leaders outside of the country of Iran, because doing things inside of Iran is almost impossible.
Find more prayer points in the full report at our website. Meanwhile, recovery in the U.S. persists as late January storms brought deep freezes and widespread ice accumulations across parts of the South that aren't used to winter. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melke says,
"We've been watching the news coming out from the U.S., and boy, you guys have had some severe weather. The case in Lebanon is not as dramatic, but we're talking about vulnerable communities, families who are living in makeshift homes and tent settlements with just a very thin tar layer over their head."
Lebanon has also seen more precipitation than normal this winter, making the needs in poor communities even more drastic.
Heart for Lebanon has given out more than 6,000 blankets, and we continue to distribute even more, trying to reach 2,000 vulnerable families by the end of this month.
Would you consider helping vulnerable refugees and Lebanese through Heart for Lebanon? We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
If you are compelled to give, give with the love of Jesus Christ, knowing that your contribution will not only touch a life that is in physical need, but also needs to hear the gospel.
And Christian World Outreach recently led a training for church leaders in Zimbabwe focused on the authority of Scripture and sermon planning. Greg Yoder with CWO says,
"They're hungry for training, and a lot of them have not had training in seminary or any official biblical training, but they love the Lord and they want to do ministry. And so that's one thing we do. We do 3-4 day seminars with church leaders. Sometimes it's just back to the Bible, even just what does the Bible really say, and teaching them, you know, how to read the Bible and how to present it to the people that they're ministering to."
As CWO works to disciple these pastors who are obedient to the call, they hope to keep in touch with them and supply them with Bibles in Shona, the local language.
They're following God's call, and so they don't have a lot of resources to be able to get that training that we have available here, but they seek it. And anytime they hear about any kind of training, they're willing to do whatever they can to get that training.
Please pray for workers to join CWO in the harvest and for continued opportunities for discipleship with these pastors. Pray that congregations will be blessed by the ministry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.